Good morning, listeners. You are back on Green Left Radio, and we have Shay Anderson from Queer Trans Solidarity on the line. And I'm just going to go pass the interview to Sue, who will be asking the questions.
Hi, Shay. Thanks for coming on air today. You've been focused recently about the number of mainly drag events and some trans events, which have been targeted by the Nazis, which has resulted in some local councils, like a scary number of local councils, cancelling events or else postponing events. And it feels as if our free speech is being taken away by councils, on the advice of police, cancelling drag events at the behest of Nazis carrying out trolling and making threats. It'd just be great to get from you a little bit of an idea of some of the range of events that have been cancelled or targeted and what you think we should do about it.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. Yes, that's totally right.
Do you want to talk a little bit about what's the range of events that have been cancelled and the different council areas which have been, you know, where this has happened?
Sure. So late last year, a family-friendly event run by Moonee Valley in Moonee Ponds was running and had a group of black-clad men turning up with banners protesting the event and actually targeting specifically one of the drag performers. They did Nazi salutes. They yelled abuse at the families and community that were there enjoying a great event in the park. And the police allowed them to continue doing that. Police put a perimeter between these Nazi protesters and the family event, but they didn't remove them, and they allowed them to hold up, you know, banners, particularly attacking one specific drag performer there. Drag performer with a name that was Hebrew. They clearly were showing their anti-Semitism. They had a Star of David and the name of the performer and what they thought of them. And that was kind of the first time we really saw this targeting of queer, family-friendly events. And then over midsummer, the Pride Centre was running an event that was for, I think it was 15 to 25-year-olds, was kind of the target audience. Again, they had drag performers. Again, they had the same drag performer that the Nazis had already previously targeted. And that event didn't go ahead because the police called the councils that were running it and told them that there was a threat of Nazis turning up and that the police thought it should be cancelled. And so the councils did what the police told them to, essentially. And I'm sure they had some process of discussing what they should do. But basically, the police told them there was a threat.
Which councils were they, Shane?
So that was Donington and I believe Port Phillip that partnered together for that event, and it was at the Pride Centre. And what happened out of that, it was cancelled, but a whole lot of people turned up out the front in support of the event that was supposed to have happened and basically had a party out the front. So something happened there, even though council was, I guess, risk-averse. They're scared of running events where there might be something happening, that was negative, so they'd rather cancel rather than take that risk. But the risk of cancelling, which we have seen, is that once one is shut down, that emboldens these right-wing campaigners to target other events. And it's kind of the group of people that are doing this, that are targeting these events, is a mix of self-identifying Nazis, people who proudly call themselves Nazis and do Nazi salutes in public, and campaigners that have come out of the anti-lockdown, anti-mask, conspiracy theory group that has developed over the last, you know, since COVID, basically. And so those two groupings and some right-wing Christians are working together to disrupt events. And so the next event that was cancelled was out in my part of Melbourne, which is in Casey. Casey was going to run a workshop, a drag workshop, running over 5 weeks. It was set up to have a workshop that was run for teenagers and then a workshop run for young adults. And every week for 5 weeks, they were going to run workshops, which would lead into a performance at the end for the people who could have the workshops. And again, same thing. There was threats. Massive calls to counsel by court with a coordinated attack. And police suggested that it should be shut down as well. And that led to council saying they were cancelling it. And then most recently, just in the last few days, it's come out in the news, that a cafe in around Chelsea, a cafe in Chelsea was going to run a drag event for kids. And again, they received threats and just didn't feel safe running it. And so they cancelled it. And that's been in the media in just the last few days. And so what we're seeing is because the tactic of these threats have been successful in getting events cancelled, that emboldens these groups to continue on to the next group, to the next event and the next event. And until council stand up and say, actually, we're going to run it anyway, we're not going to give in to this hate, it's just going to keep going.
Actually, there's one other council that maybe you might talk about their event. I gather the Hume Council also cancelled a drag event and then reinstated the event after a bit of campaigning to not cancel the event. Can you chat about that one as well? I think that was this year around similar time to the Casey Council cancelling event.
Look, my understanding is that was for a event that is planned for Ida Hobbit Day.
Okay.
So it's upcoming. I wasn't able to find a lot of details about that, so I can't really speak specifically to it. But, yeah, my understanding, as best I understand it, there was a drag performer who was going to speak or perform at an Ida Hobbit Day event. Council cancelled it under pressure, and then under pressure from people, from supporters of the event, they actually reinstated it. And I don't have the details, so really I can't really say more than that. I don't have all the details on that one.
I mean, I think what you're talking about, Shay, is a really disturbing trend. And it is especially disturbing. Like, I obviously understand there's a need to protect people. And I can understand people, you know, might be very scared about these right-wing attacks. But it is really worrying that basically the Nazi attacks and right-wing attacks on these events is being used to close down our free speech. And it is a really, really worrying trend, especially as these right-wingers actually quite small in number. I gather at that Port Phillip Stonington event, which was cancelled by the council, there were only 5 Nazis who turned up, and there was sort of something like 200 or 300 people who came to protest in support of the event. So I think this is a really worrying trend. My feeling is that we actually need to start to resist this. There was also another event also. It wasn't really an event as such, but I think it was in November last year. There was a plan to shine the rainbow lights on the Shrine of Remembrance, and that wasn't even an event. It was just shining of rainbow lights in recognition of the fact that there are, Australian veterans who are from the LGBTIQA plus community, and that was also cancelled as a result of right-wing attacks. So I'd like to sort of get your sense of, what you think should happen. It certainly seems that there needs to be a little bit more resistance where we know that councils are caving in to the far right.
Yes, absolutely. I think people need to put pressure on councils to keep running events and to run more events, because I think what the worst part of what's likely to happen out of this is not just that a still relatively small number of councils have cancelled events, but other councils watching may not even put on events in the first place. Like, they go, it's just too hard, and we don't want to put in the effort to deal with it, and so they just stop running events. And that means, particularly for queer youth, that seems to be the target demographic that's being attacked. Events for queer youth will cease to exist in council spaces, and we really need to put pressure on council to not let that happen. Because they're responding to pressure from a very small percentage of the population. And we know, and, you know, look, speaking of in my area, I know Casey probably the best. When they set up this event, they did a lot of surveying of the local community to get the general sentiment of the community around running drag events, because they knew there might be some negative comments towards it. They wanted to be able to say, no, we know that the vast majority of our community supports running these events. And Casey knows that because they've surveyed their community. But a small minority that are willing to be aggressive and threaten or imply violence are able to shut it down, not because Casey thinks that's the sentiment of the community, but just because they're willing to give the impression that there could be violence, there could be danger, and councils are generally risk averse. And of course, we don't want to put young people at risk, but what we want to call on is for councils to actually put in the resources to provide safe places where events that celebrate queer youth and queer culture, and let young people who are, you know, really, really at risk of being marginalised to know that they're included as part of the community and that they're welcome and that they're celebrated.
Well, Shay, I think this is a really important issue, and sometimes when events like this are targeted by the right and shut down by local councils, or their attacks on the queer community or other communities as well by the far right, often when they're happening in suburban areas, they don't always get picked up by the media, or they might fly under the radar and not a lot of people necessarily know about them. But it seems that I think we are going to need in this coming period to carry out solidarity actions and call on councils not to cancel events. And I know just personally, in terms of Marybeck Council, going back to around 2016 or 2017, when the council voted not to recognise January 26 as Australia Day, the Nazis, it was a different group, but, you know, they keep changing their name. But it was the group led by Neil Erickson at the time. They basically invaded council meetings on two occasions, pushing people out of the road, etc. And then most recently, when there was a day of mourning ceremony on January 26 at Marybeck Council area, 20 Nazis. I think they're the same group or similar group that, invaded the Moonee Ponds event. They turned up to do Sieg Heil, salutes, etc. And, I was there and I sort of led a little bit of resistance in terms of, calling out slogans of always was, always will be Aboriginal land and facing off against them, because otherwise, for at least a short period of time before the event proceeded, because otherwise the council would have just scurried indoors to carry out the event, but slightly changed event, indoors, and there'd be no resistance at all against the Nazis. So I think we'll need to bring you back onto our program again to sort of talk about once, there's a little bit more of a plan in terms of resistance. I think maybe we need to interview you again at some point, probably in the not too distant future, Shay.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Well, certainly we'd like to, support any of your events. Let us know what activities you're organising. And, we will bring you back on sometime soon,
sure.
Shay.
Sure. And can I just ask some people, if they are interested, if they want to support, you can follow Trans Queer Solidarity on Instagram or like us on Facebook if you want information on future events. And, definitely, if people can call their local councils and just put pressure on them to keep running events for queer youth and to plan towards running, protecting those events rather than cancelling them when there's threats. We really need to put pressure on councils at the moment.
Thanks very much, Shay. And I'd also make a call to listeners that if you're aware of any events that are under threat in your local area, contact Trans Queer Solidarity, but also you can contact Green Left Radio as well and Green Left as well. All of the details are on the website, Facebook, etc., and other forms of social media. So I think we're heading on to some of the news of the day. So thanks very much, Shay.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you very much, Shay.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.